Welcome back on UC Sports Nation, joined now by head coach Dustin Sullivan of the Van Buren County Boys Basketball Program and also the athletic director, and they've got a cool program coming up this weekend on Saturday. Going to be doing a clinic, but it's kind of a special clinic because players, parents, and coaches of elementary school age kids are going to be included in this. Coach Sullivan, kind of take me through this. Why are you guys trying to put this on this weekend?
Well, this is just something that kind of hit me a few weeks ago that I kind of played around with and asked some people about, and they thought it would be something good if we can get a good turnout. Our little elementary school league starts pretty fast. Our elementary school plays in a league with all the White County schools, and they're third through fifth grade, and their season will they've already started being allowed to practice, and they'll start about the middle of next month with their games. And so we just thought it would be, or I thought it would be something good to kind of work with some kids for a few hours, but also let parents and coaches come in. And then if I could maybe answer some questions for them and solve some things or try to help them out a little bit, that maybe it might be anytime you can help the environment, starting early, I just thought that would be something to be beneficial. I got kids that are now in eighth grade and a junior myself, and trying to navigate some of the pitfalls of, what's the ride like on the way home, and what kind of things, if I am saying stuff at the game, that I can say that's beneficial and maybe not having a negative action, both on my players if I'm a coach, my kids if I'm a parent.
Coach, how did this idea come about? Was it something that you had been thinking of for a while now? Was it somebody had told you? How did this come about?
I really don't know. Like I said, I think a lot about, like you read blogs and see things on Twitter. And like I said, as my kids have gotten older, I've just thought a lot more about, what are the best things that I can say to help those guys on the way home, especially when I'm not their, when I'm not their coach, because, I've tried to, make sure that they know, hey, that's the guy you need to listen to. But there's also times when I really struggle myself as a dad in the stands wanting to say things. And, I learned, years ago when my youngest one would play soccer, I would find myself saying stuff, and then I would ask somebody that knew a lot more about soccer than I did, about something, and he would be like, no, that's not what he needs to hear. That's not good instruction. And stuff that maybe made sense to me as a basketball coach, seeing things through that lens, was just terrible instruction for him out on the soccer field. And I think I hear stuff like that. You hear things just sitting in the stands at games, parents yelling things that's maybe kind of old school things that they've heard growing up, that they think might be good instructions for their kids. And then just as a coach, you just kind of cringe thinking, no, that's not what the kid needs to be hearing right now. That's not what, probably his coach is telling him. So, probably just a combination of all of those things over time. My mind has just kind of been around this, and I thought, hey, we'll see if we can do something like this and see if anybody's interested.
We're talking with Dustin Sullivan, the head coach for the Van Buren County Boys Basketball Program at the high school, also the athletic director, but putting on a coaches clinic, a players clinic, and parents clinic this weekend for basketball. It'll be coming up on Saturday the 20th from 9 until noon for third through fifth grade players, their parents, and elementary school coaches as well. Coach, I wanted to ask you too, obviously it's really important to have good programs for younger players. That way they're pretty much ready to go fundamentally once they get to the high school level. How important is that for you as a high school coach to have those elementary programs, to have those middle school programs, to be good once they get to high school?
Oh, it's vital, because that's their foundation, and a lot of things. And this is one of the things that I'd like to talk about, Saturday, to anybody that listens, is a lot of the things when we started helping our youth years ago that I thought was important for those younger kids to know, over time I realized wasn't really the kind of things that made it most beneficial for us as the kids moved up in age and through through the middle school to when I got them in high school. You know, there are certain things that foundationally you might think are important that aren't necessarily, and the things that you might overlook that it's like, man, if I could get a kid at this age that knows that, that's a lot more beneficial than some of the other things that might be more time spent on in practice. And I've got great coaches here, guys that played for me that really try to just want to know what I want them to know when they get to me. And but I mean, it's like anything in school. You know, the foundation is vital. You know, if you get a kid in high school that wasn't taught the basics of reading or math when they're in elementary school, then it's going to be hard to build on something if they ain't got a solid foundation.
Now, lastly, Coach, and this is probably the most important one, tell me about when it's going to be, where it's going to be held at, and how much it's going to cost for these families.
Okay, well, I'm just going to do it here at the high school. It'll be 9 to 12 Saturday, August the 20th. There's no cost. A lot of times when I do little things working with kids and stuff, I'll set a little bucket or something out at the door. And if somebody thinks it was worth something to them, they can drop something in like a little tip. But there won't be any kind of preset charge or anything like that. If you come up and you feel like you wasted your time and I didn't give you anything, then you're more than welcome to leave and not worry about it. So it's completely free. August the 20th, Saturday, from 9 until 12 at Van Buren County High School.
And I did think of one more. Is this open to people outside of Spencer or mainly just the people within the Spencer area?
Oh, no. This is I've been advertising it with some of my coaching friends in Warren and White County that have third through fifth grade teams. I'm hoping, especially for like our league for Spencer and White County, that I get a lot of people from that area. I've got a lot of friends and close to people in Sparta and Spencer, and we kind of do a lot of stuff together. So I hope to see a lot, but I mean, I would love for anybody in the Upper Cumberland that kind of falls into this category, you know, to come up if they think they might get something out of it. If there's, you know, new young coaches that think, you know, I'd like a little bit of help on, you know, how to coach this league or this age. If there's, you know, parents that think, you know, I know I'm going to say some stuff, so maybe if the things that I'm saying are more beneficial to my kid, you know, and not contradicting the coach, you know, anything like that, for anybody in the area, if they hear it, we'd love to have them out, wherever they might be, coming from.